Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so a Florida man was on probation for drug trafficking, and he looks like Santa, or a really just unkempt Kenny Rogers. I can't tell. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to believe this guy's 63, Kane.
I know.
Volusia County. He was taken into custody. He was arrested for armed trafficking of fentanyl and meth. Oh. And then he got arrested again on similar charges. He's 63 years old, this guy, supposedly. 63 years old. Cecil McCoy. What an... Are you sure he's in Florida? That sounds like he's Kentucky.
Right.
Cecil McCoy. Took him into custody, Circle K in Deltona. He was busted. He had fentanyl on him when they took him into custody, enough to kill lots of people. And then he also had 85 grams of meth. And he did say all of it's mine. So, I mean, he was honest about it. But still, good heavens. I just, go find an honest line of work. You know, I mean, you can find, I realize maybe it's not the job that you want. But there's some honest line of work out there that you can have. Just saying. Let's see, got a couple of other, oh boy, nope, no, I'm not doing this one about, nope, not doing that one. Well, we got the guy who, Florida man from Key West, he attacked a man holding a sign that displayed a Bible verse. So this is Stock Island, Florida. This guy's supposed to be 50. I'm supposed to believe that this guy's 50 years old. Again, also don't believe these ages. Meth kills, dude. Meth kills in ages. So this guy, let's see here. 50-year-old man from Key West arrested. He attacked a guy who was holding a John 3:16 sign. Just this innocent guy. But the guy who was arrested looks like the bad guy from the original Twin Peaks.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He has his hair and everything.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like Bob from Twin Peaks.
He does.
Completely. The guy's name is Jose Jerome Hernandez. He attacked the 37-year-old victim. The guy was just holding a John 3:16 sign. That's all it was. So, yeah, there's that. But he looks, the thing that really stuck out to me is that he looks like Bob from Twin Peaks, the original Twin Peaks. Let's see, not going to do this one either. Nope, nope, nope. There's some that are really bad that I don't. Well, this is a guy who is recording people in the bathroom. He was a Central Florida deputy. Surprised his name wasn't Scott Israel, who was arrested for video voyeurism. It was in Tampa. This guy, his name is Justin D. Bias, and he was a deputy in the DUI unit and illegally recording victims in the bathroom of his residence. Did he have a lot of people over to his house that he would? Like, who does this? This is some Blueberry Hill stuff. Stop that. Sorry. Only Kane is going to get that reference, right?
Yes.
When was that in the 90s?
It's a St. Louis thing.
Yeah, it's a St. Louis thing. It had to do with Chuck Berry and all that. It was a big, bad deal. I remember being a kid hearing about that, and I was like, ooh. So this guy was charged with video voyeurism. Southwest Florida man was arrested for stealing an antique slot machine.
Really?
Out of all the things to steal, why that one? 31-year-old Andre Vasquez was caught on camera breaking into an Arcadia truck stop. He stole the slot machine, and then deputies initiated a foot chase after he fled. He was apprehended after hiding in a nearby backyard. He had bullet cutters, a backpack, and a gun. He was a prohibited possessor, and they got the stolen slot machine. It was an antique slot machine. I don't know what he thought he was going to get out of it. Like, did he think it had money? Did he know?
I think
it was
the antique ones had those like silver dollars.
Oh,
still,
is that,
they
did
were
he
still
think
using.
That they were still in there. Though?
I don't know. Maybe
that's kind of dumb. I mean, they're not still going to be in there. Good heavens. It's not. Let's see here. We also have. Oh, I had this one. The guy from the other day. My favorite story still remains the pizzeria guy. Florida man was a little bit quiet this weekend, I have to say. They also had these poachers that stole 800 pounds of berries. They were arrested in Hillsborough County. Palmetto poachers. Is what they called them. 2 months after a new regulation, harsh penalties for saw palmetto poachers. These two individuals Holidio Hernandez and Maria Hernandez Santiago. They stole 800 pounds. Apparently, these berries can sell for 75 cents a pound. You can get up to $3.50 a pound. That's crazy. People who help bring you free radio over at Hillsdale. This is Hillsdale exists to provide the type of education needed to prevent a Kamala Harris. There's just no other way of putting it. It's a small Christian classical liberal arts college in southern Michigan, all about the pursuit of truth, defense of liberty. And they were founded to offer this education, type of education needed to help fight for and preserve this republic. Now, you can visit Dana4FORHillsdale.com and choose from all of their educational podcasts. This is one of the things that they offer for free to you. They have all kinds of videos, lectures, all kinds of stuff. Their free speech digest called Imprimis. You don't have to be on their campus in southern Michigan to take advantage of all of this. I mean, you can just go to Dana4FORHillsdale.com and really have an opportunity to learn for free from Hillsdale. It's lots of informative topics. I mean, they have their visiting lecturers, they have authors, but these are all educational podcasts, and you can pick from it on the Hillsdale College Podcast Network, accessible only at Dana4FORHillsdale.com. So choose your new favorite educational podcast today on the Hillsdale College Podcast Network at Dana4Hillsdale.com.
No, personally, I completely disavow and separate and disassociate myself from my brother, Bobby Kennedy, and his flagrant and inexplicable effort to desecrate and trample and set fire to Bobby's daddy's memory.
Oh my gosh, to daddy's memory. That's Carrie Kennedy, and I think I would rather be driven into a pond by Teddy Kennedy than have to listen to one of these damn family members sit here and just talk about gatekeeping, the legacy that they didn't earn. Welcome back to the program. It's your living Daria, Dana Lash, here with you. I'm serving you RBF and a good hair day. You can listen across the country, Channel 347, DirecTV, also streaming on X and Rumble, where the discussion happens. And I am not held responsible for any of the smartassery that takes place there if your feelings get hurt. So Kane and I disagree on some things, and we're going to just bring this to, I know we got other meat and potatoes. Let me lay it out before he eagerly decides to excitedly interrupt
me. Smart for you
I'll
to first
I can't even
lay out
get
your
halfway
position.
In.
And then, yeah, we'll go from there.
Okay, so first and foremost, you guys know me. I pretty much hate every politician. There are some that I would maybe consider throwing a life raft to if they were drowning. And you guys think I'm joking. And I mean, it applies to everyone. Every single one, without exception. There are some that I'm like, okay, I like this person. I can vote for this person. Or I can support this person. Or I think this person's good. But by and large, I just don't like them because they're weird. Politicians are weird people. You never know when you're talking to them what you're getting. I mean, they're really nice to you and you're like, no one's that nice. That's what I think. I'm like, you must be. If you're really nice when I first meet you, I immediately assume you're a serial killer. I can't help it. I am the most cynical person you will ever meet. I am Mark Twain's disappointment. So.
But you are. I've met a lot of people and you are literally the most cynical.
I'm just realistic. I don't look at it as being cynical. I am practical. That's how I look at it. Cynicism is a pejorative. I am practical. So applying that context to this conversation, I am all about coalition building. I don't like to use the phrase big tent because big tent almost intimates that we're also stop interjecting. So help me. So help me.
I'm just saying, when we had this discussion off
air, I'm getting to it. I'm not there yet.
You didn't preface it with anything you just now said, but go ahead.
Because we were going back and forth. Now I'm talking about it in a segment. Are you going
to
be all right over there, Kane?
Yeah,
you're
fair.
Okay.
So.
I like coalitions, and I understand the need of coalitions. I have talked about it enough, methinks. Okay? So I get coalitions. What I don't like is the hyperventilating, stanning, fanboying over certain political figures, right? And I'm sorry, RFK Jr. is one of them. I get that people are very excited that he's going on the campaign trail with Trump. That's great. But I've been seeing people share memes like, it's the Justice League, and it's like him and Tulsi Gabbard and all this other stuff. And I'm like, why is everybody now acting like RFK Jr. is the second coming of Reagan Jesus? Why is this? You know, why? Why? This is a guy. I'm going to be really honest. And if you get mad at me, I don't care. Let Smod come. This is a guy who's accused of driving his first wife to suicide. It's a guy who said he's going to like jail climate change deniers. He's a weird guy on gun control. I'm all fine with coalition building. But stop trying to be like, this guy should be in charge of the CIA. This guy should be in charge of the Department of the Treasury. What? Where on earth? Why are you letting him into the strategy room?
Who said the Treasury thing?
I'm just making that part up.
Okay, I was going to say.
But the CIA and all this stuff, like, let's put him in part. Let's put him on the cabinet. No, no, no. Hold up. I like the coalition, but I will gatekeep like an alphabet person. I was going to say an M. You know what I mean? I will gatekeep so hard about letting somebody into the strategy room. Doesn't mean you sit on the war council. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Kane's like, well, he's had a change of heart.
Wait, why don't you let me say what I was saying?
Go ahead. I'm going to interrupt you
Just so people know, you just made the whole argument that you made in our discussion right then, right now. You got to the end of it without saying how we got there.
Are you going to make your side, or are you going
to
just
trying to tell people how we got there. So we're in break. Commercials are playing. Uh-huh. And Dana's like, why the hell do people keep filleting this dude online? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, I'm just so sick of how people do all this. And I'm like, listen, people are excited.
I get
somebody
it.
On the left woke
but
up.
But they're saying that he needs to be in the cabinet and he should be leading departments. And I'm like, what?
They can say all of that they want. What we know as far as his involvement with the Trump campaign is he's not going to be in charge of making policy or anything like that. He actually might be in charge of...
You have assurances of that?
No, we don't have any... Do you have any assurances of anything in the future?
No.
No, of course not.
Except maybe we'll get hit by an asteroid.
But people are excited by the concept. He lived his entire life believing Republicans were the oppressors. He now has woken up and seen that the Democrat Party... He said so.
So he loves guns
now? He said as much. Do you think he just went out there and faked?
He loves guns now?
You think he faked going against Democrats?
I don't know. I think he saw that a presidential candidate like got shot and was like, well, damn.
Hold on. Is he in a position to make policy on taking guns away?
Or
will he ever be in a position?
Well, if he's a part of a cabinet, I mean, who knows? If he's actually gets a department position somewhere, who knows?
Right. And who would raise their hand as a Republican and agree with that? Nobody.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Really? I've watched them melt over this issue on stage. I've watched them melt in debates.
Yeah,
I've watched them do. Oh, okay. Let's not do that.
What do you mean melt in favor of?
Yeah. Yeah. I think if about 50%
of
Republicans, 50%, if
those
not
are
more,
rhinos.
I think if enough of them thought it was popular enough, they'd be for it because they love popularity more than they love
right.
the people.
So my
but I know what you're saying. You're like, oh, he's had like a a change of heart. That all may be well and good, but on the core issues like climate change and abortion and all this other stuff, he hasn't changed. He just likes Trump. That's it.
Right. But I was saying the people's excitement about him, it's not necessarily filleting him or anything like that. They realize that somebody on the left is seeing it the way they're seeing it. They're excited about that. And they see also now that Tulsi's joining up, that this is something that the Democrats have gone too far, that they're forcing Democrats to join up.
I just think it's funny that this guy who's been a lifelong Republican or Democrat is like, can you believe that Democrats are jackasses? And we're like, yeah, what do you think we've been saying for the past, like,
right.
how many decades?
It's like, finally, welcome. Instead, you're like, quit
for that. But that doesn't mean I'm going to be like, now come and sit on our war council and let's make decisions about the future. I'm not going to do that. That's where I draw the line.
But to act like he has no other value than just liking Trump is selling it a bit short.
The only way I value him is if he can bring votes in. And then after that, I want the votes that he would bring in.
Yes.
And then stay out of it.
Exactly.
That's all.
We have to wait till November to see how that goes.
When it comes to driving the ship, my coalition only goes so far.
I get it.
I'm not even going to front on that. Like, my coalition goes so far.
I get it.
Yeah.
But people, I'm just explaining why people are excited about the concept.
But do you realize, too, that this is a problem that the right has? If they see one person that's influential that agrees with them, they're like, we're going to crown him Jesus Reagan. We love him.
Nobody's crowning him Jesus Reagan. They're just excited and expressing that excitement. I know you're all anti-happiness and everything.
But I'm not anti-happiness.
You're anti-joy. I am
a practical person. I feel like I'm the only one who sees the Matrix here right now.
But this is how, I mean, people are excited. You're seeing people excited. Sometimes people get crazy with their excitement. Sometimes they say
stuff
like,
I get crazy with my excitement too. Sometimes I smile.
Your RBF, though, is really strong. It is really strong.
That's why I tell people, I'm like, I could never do plastic surgery or like freeze my face because everyone would think I'd hate them all the time. Like, I could never do that because the RBF is so strong. I've got to constantly like pull my eyebrows up to my scalp.
There are people excited about it. That's all my point is.
I get it.
But you don't have to kill their happiness and joy.
I'm not killing anyone's happiness and joy.
You don't have to step on their parade.
Drama
you don't have to
queen.
Drop bull cookies
drama
all
queens.
Over their
it's
happiness.
Like I'm watching Real Housewives of Kane over here. The world. You don't have to kill my happiness. You don't have to murder my joy.
No, but you're mistaking excitement for like fealty or something.
And no, just... I'm mistaking seeing memes of Justice League and
people
who go
excited.
On Fox say he should be in a cabinet position. And
people
I'm like, what?
Excited.
That's a little bit more. I mean, these are serious people who are saying this stuff.
Your Scooby-Doo voice is awesome.
But you guys get it, though, now. See, you see my... Yeah.
So it's not like we disagree.
Lorraine
I'm just
makes a good point. Hold up. Because she brought, and this is what I mentioned to you. She comes back to the vaccines. We agreed on the Rona vaccines. And that's kind of what started all of it. Because the left is so hive mind.
Yeah.
The left loses their back end if they think that one of the people on the left is just, wait a minute, disagree with 1% of our agenda? You are a traitor.
And remember,
traitor's going to trait. That's how they look at it.
And you remember 3 years ago when we'd reached out to the RFK team? They originally agreed to come on,
and then they were like, oh, wait, no.
That was 3 years ago. They were barely talking to anybody conservative at that time. I see this as an exciting, nice evolution, and I'm not taking it any farther than that.
Yeah. I mean, I like that you're very optimistic. I'm not. I have been polluted by reality.
How dare I?
I don't, look, if people want to start agreeing with me on stuff, beautiful. Doesn't mean I'm letting you drive the car. Okay. That's great. If you agree with me, like, Dana, you know what? I also think that the station should only be set on 80s. I agree with you that satellite radio should only be on the 80s. I get it. The 80s station. I agree with you on that. But you know, on the other stuff, I'm like, okay, that's great. You can have some input on that, but you're not driving the car. You don't get to say which road we turn on. So just sit back there. Don't backseat drive and STFU. That's all. That's it. Can me some snacks. That's it. It's your sole responsibility in the backseat is that you're the keeper of the snacks. That's it. You don't even get to apportion them to me. That's the front. That's the passenger. That's the co-pilot. They get to help with the radio and the apportionment of snacks. You just hand it up to the front. That's it. That's all you get. That's where I'm at.
The toll and snacks.
Right. So that's kind of how I view all this. Is it mean? I don't care. I'm a realist. I want to win, and I want to keep my freedoms in as much original condition as the founders intended as possible. And like I said, I'm all about coalition building, but that doesn't mean I'm going to let everybody and their damn brother come sit on the war council. Just not going to do it. And I think, you know, if some people are agreeing with you on a couple of issues, that's great. But on the big issues, like Tulsi Gabbard, I don't have anything against – people always think I have something against politicians. If I dislike you personally – you know, I'm honest about it. And I will just tell you, because I don't care about going to cocktail parties. I don't care about being on the speaker circuit. I don't care. I don't have to grift that way. I don't care. I just grift by doing hard work. That's it. I don't care. But I see, you know, like when we've invited Tulsi Gabbard on the show before. She will not come on the show. And that's fine. I'm never a jerk when anybody's on. But I've always questioned the two-way stuff. And I read the post that she had up. About where I guess it's supposed to be suffice to explain her change on 2A, but it didn't really explain anything. And it left, actually, now I got more questions than I started with. And if people, even if people want to appear to agree with you because it is advantageous to them at the time because they've been canceled out on their own side, I will take that and use it if it means getting my agenda to go forward. But when it comes to putting that person on the war council or making that person like a part of the board of directors for the movement, that ain't happening. Not going to happen. Because I think you got to be in it with the people in the principles enough for you have to prove yourself and pay your dues by showcasing that your beliefs are real. You know, you're not just giving lip service to Second Amendment. You're not just giving lip service to limited government. Like you are, you're actually helping to elect candidates. And I've never seen any of these cats work to help elect anybody but themselves. So I don't think any jury would convict me on that front. That's how I look at it. So when you put in that effort, then maybe we'll go a little bit further. But that's just kind of, that's how I look at it. And people are like, oh, Danny, you're mean. Look, I'm all about the coalition. But that don't mean they get to drive the car. Our partners that help bring you free radio, the folks at Kel-Tec, the P15. If you don't have it, you should have it. There's two versions. There's the metal version and the polymer version. It is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm on the market. It's ideal for, it doesn't matter if you're a seasoned pro, if you're a newbie. It's sleek, compact, 15-round capacity, lightweight, and powerful. It comes with two mags, by the way, standard 15 rounds, minimal pinky extension. You also have a flush-fit double-stack mag that holds 12 rounds. Tritium and fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear as well. Lifetime warranty, compact from the inventors of the micro-compact pistol category. Just innovation performance with the P15. And super concealable. You have to check it out. Quality made right here in the U.S. of A. Innovation, performance, and Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. It's the P15. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So now experts are worried that phone-addicted Gen Z are losing their ability to use computer keyboards. And the touch-type proficiency. They said that the devices are replacing time spent practicing typing. But does that matter if nobody's... I think it's important. I can type super fast. I think you do need to type. You know, you need to understand how to do it. But also, if kids are on laptops like at an early age or even iPads, doesn't that sort of train you to do it anyway?
It's
because
all
that's,
thumbs now.
Yeah, golly. Can you imagine? That's it's going to change the way we look. Let's see. Burning Man. There's already a fatality. Burning Man. And they're not selling out. Authorities are investigating the fatality. A female participant. They said it was, I don't know, it was just somebody who's 39 years old. Nobody knows. This story's meaningless to me. I don't care.
She fell on some needles and feces.
I mean, it's sad, but it's, you know, also it's like, it's not worthy enough to be in Quick Five right now. So check this out. In New York City, 48% of riders apparently don't pay the fares. Fare evasion. That's what they call it. They said that 48% just don't even pay any kind of fare. They said that New York's long-running fare evasion problem is the worst of any major city in the world. It's intensified recently. About 1 in 5 riders skip the fare. Now, what gets me is the city went after people selling loose cigarettes really aggressively because they didn't want to lose that money. But what about this? What about this? Nobody's doing anything with this. This is crazy. If you think your life is boring, apparently so do 1 in 4 Americans. Really, though, what is a boring life? They're saying that 40 is the new 30. And I don't know what that means, but that's what they all say. But that's kind of sad. Like, is it unfulfillment? They didn't actually get into it, but huh. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. Bottom of this second hour. Did you guys see I've seen this type of stuff before. Where it's usually like the FBI or to be, I remember this was back in, I think, like 2009, you had the Missouri Highway Patrol had used this. It's like extremist phrases. This is the FBI's militia violent extremism. And it's some sayings, etc., or whatever. And it's at FBI.gov. Oh, no, I don't want it downloaded. I didn't want that. I just wanted to open it in a PDF, not to download it, you fruitcakes. So they have this thing that they call terrorism. They have terrorism definitions. They have defined by the FBI and DHS. They have these phrases, things like that, symbols guide. And they have... militia violent extremism. And it's not a new thing, but this is new in that it's updated, if that makes sense to you. So it's updated. And it gets into their strategic intelligence, blah, 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 if you believe it's intelligent. It gets into all of that stuff, and it talks about terminology used and things like that. And it has some examples in it. But it gets into threat overview, militia, violent extremists, etc., 3%ers. And they said that, like, for instance, some people use the term boogaloo, which references a violent uprising or impending civil war. I like smog, fiery boogaloo. The term is, I love when feds who set up the entrapment of Whitmer, and they were there at J6 and all this other stuff. I love when the feds try to make these observances. They say, oh, yes, the term boogaloo really resonates with militia violent extremists, MVEs, who have adopted it to use it. And they said, following perceived incursions on constitutional rights, including the Second Amendment, they get into targets and tactics. And I swear, I think they mentioned memes in here. I wouldn't doubt it. They also touch on key terms, right? So key terms that are used. And so you got boogaloo. Second Amendment is apparently a term that is a key term for militia violent extremists. So it has Second Amendment, or 2A, refers to Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. That's a, they said MVEs and others within the militia movement often reference and interpret it to justify private militia activities in their opposition to gun laws. You know, you can have a private militia and a private and do private militia activities already, right? Right? That's, what is this nonsense? It gets into Agenda 21, boogaloo, bug out, false flag, FEMA camps, field training exercise. Who made this list up? Which Fed FUD made up this list? I mean, I use all of these words. Am I a militia violent extremist because I use words like boogaloo, bug out, false flag, field training exercise, or Second Amendment? I use Second Amendment 2A all the time. So if you cite a constitutional right, that makes you a violent extremist.
That's what it looks like.
It looks like that, right? But none of the people who ever talk about taking those rights are ever considered to be violent extremists. That's kind of interesting. No, it's not. It's not a new thing, but it is updated. So this thing is it's an updated list. I was just looking at this and I'm just like, I can't believe. Oh, they call like a Buja Dahin, Big Igloo, Big Luau, Boog Boys. All these terms. They literally have. Those are great terms, by the way. Buja Hadeen. That's hysterical. And other associated wordplay, in addition to imagery like igloos, Hawaiian shirts, and leis, are used as coded references to the larger boogaloo phenomenon on and offline. This is a serious government document. Because some people use the term jokingly, and RMVEs. Wait, what's the RMVE? We have the militia violent extremists. What's the R? I don't know. Who advocate. They talk about racism, etc. So basically, anybody who uses the term boogaloo, they're trying to say is a racist. Bug out.
What?
A phrase used by MVEs and non-extremist preppers to reference emergency contingency planning, usually involving weapons, supplies, evacuation procedures, and rendezvous locations. Yeah. And? This is moronic. Absolutely moronic. But this is what, this is what they're, this is literally what their our government is doing. Thoughts, Kane?
Did you elect them to do this?
Mm-mm.
The FBI? I didn't elect anybody in the FBI.
Yeah. What about Mullen Leib? Is that still a thing that they... I'm shocked that's not in there yet.
Right. Is the Come and Take It or Don't Tread on Me, is that also...
Someone made the point. So if you like the movie Killdozer, does that mean that you get added to the anti-boogaloo department? The list? I'm just curious.
What? Boogaloo? It just makes it not serious to me.
It makes me want to say it more.
It's like an 80s breakdance movie. Not interested.
Yeah, it makes me want to say it more. I mean, hell, when do they find out about Skibbity Toilet, dude?
don't open that can of worms.
Wait until they find out about Skibbity Toilet. Wait. We just got on list just then.
Yep.
Well, we're going to bug out to the Skibbity Toilet Boogaloo.
We're on it.
Oh, we're on list. Making it all the list. This is what our government is doing.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.